Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Tuesday, January 26th, 2016. That's kind of a mouthful of a date to toss out. Brian Chaffin, how are you?
I am enthralled with your date recitations.
You know, I totally understand. I think there's a whole wiki about me reciting dates. Dave Hamilton, how are you?
I am enthralled with your diction, both of you.
I get that a lot. And I'm not going to elaborate. Anyhow, Brian, you wrote a piece yesterday that talks about how Apple has put a freeze on hiring for the Apple Car project. And I'm curious, do you think this means that Apple's going to ultimately end up killing the car?
I doubt that. The original report came from an Apple insider, and it comes in the wake of the Wall Street Journal's piece that Steve Sadesky is leaving Apple. He's the guy who's been heading the project. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that. Was that just yesterday?
I believe that was just yesterday. Notice the diction.
So Apple Insider reported that Johnny Ive had conducted some sort of review basically since the holidays, and was displeased with the progress and headway that the group had made on the car. And so they put a hiring freeze in effect. Now, so what we don't know it would make a ton of sense for Apple to put a hiring freeze on until a new project head was named.
Right. And we know the project head is leaving.
Right. The question is the project head leaving because of that review? Was the review initiated because the project head is leaving? Or, you know, it's like there are a lot of unknowns. The folks I've talked to have indicated there's a little bit of concern within the project, but backed up the report that Mr. Sadesky was leaving because of personal reasons and not because of like a problem. So I don't know. Honestly, it's kind of a confusing picture at this point, but I can't imagine that Apple is going to kill the project yet. I really don't think Apple's going to kill it at all. But there could be a shakeup.
Yeah, Apple's good at doing shakeups. So this wouldn't be the first time. Mm-mm. So we're in 2016, and the rumors are car announcement in 2019 or 2020.
Yeah. I don't see that happening. It seems
kind of fast to me.
It seems kind of fast. It seems too fast.
But does it? I mean, we know that Apple, we've known about this project for a year, give or take.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Not quite, but yeah.
Yeah. It, which means it's been in existence for a lot longer than that.
Two-ish is my understanding.
In its current incarnation, yes. But much work?
2 years is my understanding.
Okay. So, but that's in its current, you know, massively revved up staffing, you know, leaks abound throughout Silicon Valley status, right? So how long has it been kind of flying under the radar there?
Well, that's what I'm saying is that my understanding is that that this started 2 years ago. It's been pretty fast.
Huh.
Could be wrong.
Yeah, right. Right. Seems
when
like
Tim and I were having coffee. I mean, I kid. I could absolutely be wrong, but I believe this is a remarkably new project.
Okay. Well, then they could kill it.
Yeah, it could still be killed. The thing, Apple, I think it was Apple Insider. It was either Apple Insider or the Wall Street Journal that reported several months ago that Apple had designated the project as one that was committed.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, they certainly have, for a project they haven't talked about officially, they certainly have hired a lot of people to work on it.
Right, and they certainly have done things that are easy to see publicly.
Correct.
Like going out and renting the time at that that former military base where you can do autonomous car testing.
Hmm? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, Apple is notoriously good, has been notoriously good. We don't know if they are currently, but they have been notoriously excellent at researching something and then being willing to just say, yep, that's not for us. Kill it.
Right. It's Apple's track record is that few things get to a certain point,
mm-hmm.
but that everything that gets to this, almost everything that gets to that certain point actually ships.
That's
and it's
right.
Sort of like the opposite of what all the other companies do.
Right. And it seems like the car has passed that point, as you said. But
actually, that's the interesting thing, Dave, is I don't think the car is anywhere near to the point where Apple would normally make that decision.
Well, in time, yeah. Time-wise, yeah, right.
No, I think even in a project development state, I don't think yeah. they have a car yet. Like, I mean, you know, generally speaking for Apple.
Yeah, they prototype something, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they rented space at that military test facility, then I bet they've got a prototype or six. I bet. It doesn't, I mean, you know, they've got a lot of money.
We don't know when Apple planned on using that space, that rented time.
That's
and
true.
And there's lots of things to test, especially if the company's working on autonomous vehicles, which it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of things to test that don't necessarily have anything to do with an actual prototype.
Sure.
So,
okay. Now, since I'm not a car maker, is there any value in taking a car off of a lot, stripping it apart, and putting and using that as a foundation so you can test individual components for what your final product's going to be?
Why not? Sure.
Probably.
So maybe they've done something like that.
Yeah.
Where they don't have a complete Apple car prototype, but they have cars that have Apple components on them.
Well,
Frankensteins.
Yeah, we've seen photographs of the cars that could certainly be part of Apple's mapping effort, but could also be part of Apple's autonomous vehicle testing. Right, the minivans with the with the doodads strapped to the top.
Yeah, I'm thinking those are just part of their maps project.
Probably could but actually
sure.
be both. And I think we got to this part of the conversation because we were talking about whether or not 2019 seems realistic. I mean, that's up to not quite 4 years from now, if you look at the end of 2019.
Mm.
Right? And 2020 right.
Yeah,
is
probably 3.5 realistically.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. You could do that. I think that's totally doable.
And
kind of money?
It'd be orders of magnitude faster than the car industry does it, which may or may not be relevant.
Right. Well, I think it's actually relevant in the sense that that's exactly what I would expect Apple to do.
Yeah. And the other thing, I believe this actually came from Apple Insider, is that the ship date target as early as 2019 doesn't actually necessarily mean a ship date. Actually, that it the way Apple uses that term, it could well be a date at which we're committed to shipping that particular product.
Yeah, we've talked about it publicly. Yeah.
Yeah. And which now I suddenly have this image in my head of people waiting up till midnight so that they can hop on the Apple store and buy their Apple car, and they haven't even seen what it looks like yet. Can you imagine people buying a car like that?
Without having seen it? Yes. Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. You've heard of Tesla, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's a really good point. Yes.
Seriously. I mean, and it's the same market or the same type of market. Yeah. Actually, it's exactly the same market.
Yeah, I guess it is exactly the same market. And keep in mind, my perspective on car buying is based on some very simple guidelines I've given myself. My car is not new when I buy it. I can pay cash for it, and I just have to decide what color Volvo it's going to be.
You're not in that target, Jeff.
I am so not the demographic for this car.
No, and yet they want you to be.
Oh, of course they do, and I'm betting they're going to find a way to make me want that car so bad that I can taste it.
See, so here's the thing, and I'm going to get a little crazy on about this because I'm crazy about this. I think if Apple's going to do this, they have to do it quickly, because 10 years from now, I think there's a big percentage of the population that will no longer that will use cars but will no longer own them. And I'm not just talking about people in cities, because that's currently true, right? There's people that don't own cars that use them by means of employing, say, taxis and Uber, right?
Or car share services.
Right. But, you know, as soon as we get to the point, and I think we're really close to it in terms of the number of decades away it is, and I think it's a very low number of decades before we have what I'll call autonomous Uber, right? And it might be a different company doing it, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's, right, you know, this is...
I recently heard a rumor that Lyft is working on that exactly.
Well, and so is Uber. In fact, yeah, when Mercedes announced that they were coming out with autonomous vehicles, the CEO of Uber said, "We will buy every one of them from you." You know, to which a lot of drivers went, "Oh, you know."
Sure.
Yeah, but that's the future, right? For a lot of people. I think there's some people that will always want to own a car, but I really believe that number is extremely low. And, you know, this has been kind of a pet thought project of mine for a number of years. As soon as you think about what happens to the world with autonomous Uber-type vehicles, so you don't own it, you just use it, you know, you summon it when you want it and use it, and then you're done. Think about all the space that we dedicate to our vehicles when we don't use them, right? And then, I mean, we have garages and parking lots and driveways at our homes that are much longer than they would ever need to be. And we just, all this space, go to any city and just look around, you know, by sheer percentage alone, space is dedicated to holding vehicles that people don't want, right? And it's just insane. And then if you look at the percentage of time that we spend using our vehicles compared to the whole, you know, time in which we own them, I mean, we're in single-digit percentages, right? Other than again, a very small number of people, most of us probably use our cars about 4% of the time that we own them, and maybe less than that.
I would venture to say for me, because of where I live now, it's less than 4%.
Yeah, it's less, right? So this is insane. And you look, just look around and you'll see all these cars sitting dormant. And then people, you know, sometimes people use them. So why would it makes no sense that we each own a vehicle, right? It would be much better if we could have autonomous Uber, right? So, I think we will get there very, very quickly. So if Apple's going to do this car thing, either they're building the car for autonomous Uber. And again, the brand name is just a placeholder, right? So they're either building the car for that, in which case they still need to move quickly, or they're building something to compete with Tesla as it exists today, right? In which case they got to move even faster because the window is closing. And as I'm talking about it, I can't even imagine that Apple's going to do that. Why wouldn't they just be building for truly the next revolution in this?
Well, the leaks based reports have said that Apple is doing the electric vehicle first while it works in the autonomous vehicle. That 2019.
Well, why can't they be the same thing? I mean, I would want it to be an electric autonomous vehicle.
Well, because we're not going to have autonomous vehicles in 3.5 years.
No, we're not. But we're going to have them in 10 years or less.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So the first car would be the electric car. And while Apple continues to work on the autonomous vehicle, not only from, of course, the make it go standpoint, right. but also the regulatory.
So, okay. So yeah, there,
that's
there
the
you
big
go.
Thing, I think, really. It's regulatory. There are no laws in many states, and it's a hodgepodge where there are laws.
Well, if they're going to do this, then if they're going to do the electric car you drive first, then they have to do that in 3.5 years or less. They've got to begin to roll it out.
3.5 years or less? Well, okay.
Maybe 5 years or less, but 3.5 years certainly. Yeah,
Sense. I'll give you 5 years or less for sure.
Yeah.
I just don't think three and a half years is doable.
Hmm. Well, steak dinner.
Ooh, fair enough. All I like it.
You heard it here first.
What's the 3.5 years? You want to put a timeline on this?
Sure.
June 15th.
June 15th?
I'll give you June 30th, Dave. Am I shortchanging you? Would it actually be July 30th?
Yes, and sure, I'll take July 30th.
That would actually be, yeah, I was shortchanging you by a month.
You were, but that's okay. I'll take July 30th. All right, we're talking 2019, correct?
Yes.
I'm putting it into busy cal right now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So can what, we Apple July ships?
Since that's
Apple
the end
ships
of the month?
Or announces? You're saying shipped.
I'm going to say shipped. Yeah. Okay. So you're actually, we'll say July 31st, but really it means July 29th because that's the 31st is a Sunday.
Yeah. I'll give you the 31st though.
Thanks. That's mighty nice of you.
That's mighty nice of you. All right. So, I'm looking forward to when we do our, July 29th show in 2019.
Yes.
So that we can revisit this. And I'm betting that we have listeners that will be tuning in just because they know we're going to be discussing this, which is awesome.
Well, yeah. I mean, that should be the talk of Apple by then, whether or not Apple ships.
Right.
By the summer of 2019, everybody's going to be talking about it because, you know, the big issue here has always been just how many fingers and eyes are on this project already.
Right.
And that is only going to increase unless Apple cans it.
So what you're saying is that the Apple Car is actually bigger news than who wins the steak dinner over Apple Car.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
No. That's weird.
Speaking of which, by the way, if it gets canceled, Dave, I think that that's an out.
It's just an out. That's it. So
yeah. It'd be a push if the car gets canceled.
All right, fair enough. All right, cool.
All right, I can't wait to see who wins dinner.
Same.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be funny if one of us is a vegetarian by then?
Yes, it sort would. Of.
It'd be ironic.
It would. But, you know, that person would have the best tofu and kale steak money could buy.
Tofu.
That's a thing, right?
I think it'd be a bean patty or something, man. I don't know.
Mushroom.
Yeah. Mushroom. Oh, yeah, yeah. Good
there
portobello
you go.
Thing. Get a good portobello thing going on. Yeah.
There you go. That's it right there.
Yeah.
I'm not intending for that to be me, by the way.
Right. No, I'm just saying. It's, you know, 3.5 years is a long time.
Yep.
Yeah. All sorts of things could happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, we're out of time.
So yep. That's probably not a bad thing.
No, probably not. Dave, thanks for being here today.
It's been my pleasure.
It's always awesome to have you on the show. And Brian, thank you for being here. It's so great to have you here too.
It's been your pleasure.
Yes, it has. And listeners, thank you for joining us. That has been my pleasure also. We'll see everyone again tomorrow.